This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Gas up the duck boats.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This run that it's about to happen, I hope you're ready. Tatum and Brown, they climb the mountaintop.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
5-6 rings, get ready, okay? Hope you guys got yours, because it's going to be a long time before anybody else gets one.
Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, Panthers wide receiver Adam Thielen. Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary, actor Judge Reinhold. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two, the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. That radio open. That radio open where you're ranting and raving, Chris, from yesterday's show.
Kind of black.
Where you're screaming about get ready for 5-6 more Celtic rings. It's kind of like telling a Brady roast joke weeks later out of context. Right, and people. Right. By the way, have you told any Brady roast jokes to people when they're, you know, weeks later and they look at you like, what's your malfunction?
Yeah,
it's like, no.
It's not the setting.
It's not the setting. When you take the roast joke out of the context, weeks later, now you're the a-hole, right?
Now I'm just coming off like a mad lunatic on the radio.
But that was, for anyone understands, that was the 90 seconds of mass hole that we gave you yesterday as a Celtic fan to just say whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
TJ, would you say he was mostly restrained during yesterday's program?
Yeah, because
dressed like a leprechaun practically, like a Lucky Charms box?
His original point that he brought up to me months ago, the way he just very defiantly
I said
stood
it
over
very,
here and said
very
it to
confidently.
Me with every bit of his chest.
Right.
He didn't really hit it as much yesterday.
Okay.
I think because you put a clock on him, so he was trying to time everything out.
Okay.
I think that might have been it. But
he
wasn't as convincing during the rant as he was when he originally gave me his thoughts on what was going to happen.
We've got the rest of this calendar week to pry that out of Chris. I don't know if today is going to be
the thing
that
is
day.
It's like he doesn't really want to say what he said for some reason. Like he's holding back.
No, we're going to get there.
Look at him. He knows he's holding back.
Hour number three of this program, Rashawn Gary of the Green Bay Packers will join us. And in studio, Judge Reinhold getting ready to replay his character, Detective Billy Rosewood of the Beverly Hills Police Department, and Beverly Hills cop Axel F. with Eddie Murphy and John Ashton and the whole crew back together again. And I've got a power rankings of my top 10 80s comedies movies.
Ooh, that's fun.
That's coming up.
It's going to be
in honor of Judge joining us. But joining us right now on the Rich Eisen Show, back on, it's been a while since we talked to this gent. He's joining us right now, the Carolina Panthers wide receiver, Adam Thielen. How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on.
I'm kind of sitting here thinking, talking 80s movies with you, that might be like somebody born in the 60s like me, so talking 50s movies. You were born in 1990, right, Adam?
That's right.
So, okay. What was the first movie you saw in a movie theater?
Oh, man.
What was that?
I have no idea. That was too long ago.
Not at all, huh? Couldn't have been something in the late 90s. You were 8, 9 years old. You don't remember?
So I mean, like Mighty Ducks or something like that.
Okay.
When was Mighty Ducks come out?
Okay. Well, you're a kid there in Minnesota. You probably like seeing a movie about hockey, right? You're probably into that sort of thing.
I mean, I'm not a hockey player myself, but I mean, growing up in Minnesota, you have to like at least have like gone on a pond skating or definitely watched Mighty Ducks. If you don't watch Mighty Ducks and you're from Minnesota, like I question if you're from Minnesota.
Okay, very good. All right, that's Adam Thielen here. Now are you in one of your gyms right now? Where are you? Where are you zooming in from, Adam?
Yeah, man, I'm here at ETS Performance, like our HQ. So good to be back here in Minnesota for a little break here for a month and training with ETS and doing the same kind of thing that I've done my whole career, just trusting ETS and what they can do for me to get prepared for training camp. And it's always fun to get back here because I just actually was in the gym, in the gym before I popped on here with you guys. And there was probably about 40 kids in there, probably ages maybe 8 to 18 in there. So it was really cool thing to see them in there grinding, trying to get better. And that's why I love being around it.
So here we are in mid June. And again, you're just mentioning you're at your ETS gym in Minnesota, getting ready for training camp next month. It's entirely possible that in future years, if not maybe even next year, you could already be in some sort of an OTA and training camp right behind it, because the concept of what the off-season workout programs, how they're all laid out, could change. Would you like that? Would you like to basically start up right now and have April and May more to yourself? Adam, would you like that?
I think that it would probably extend my career a little bit, just having the ability to just, focus on my family and training, taking care of my body, kind of having that time basically from the end of the season all the way until July 1st, I think the proposal is right now. Having that time to just truly train, prepare, and then, like I said, spend that time with my family, I think it would probably extend my career. I'm definitely for it.
So you would be up for reconfiguring the off season to would you think that you'd need to touch base in Carolina at one point between the end of the season and July 1, or you think being left to your own devices, you're fine writ large?
More than fine. I think the way it's structured right now, I think there's a little bit of a flaw in the fact that you come back for OTAs, you kind of grind in the off season to kind of prepare for OTAs. You get to OTAs, you grind for 2.5 months or so, whatever it is. And then it's like, boom, now you have like a month and a little over a month, maybe 5-6 weeks. And you're like, well, I just grinded. I'm like ready for camp. Like on last Thursday, our last like OTA practice, mini camp, whatever you want to call it, I was like, man, like I'm feeling great. Like I'm in shape. I'm strong. I'm like ready to go. And then now I have like this month break and like, it's kind of weird, right? Like I just did all that progression. We had this really cool progression that they've kind of implemented where you kind of just ramp up towards the end and then boom, now I have a break. And then now I come back to training camp. Here's my issue with it. Now you come back to training camp and it's like 0 to 100. It's like, I haven't done a practice in a month. And a little over a month, and then like boom, now it's like training camp practice, like two practices a day, not two practices, but walkthrough practices, all this stuff. And it's like, oh, there's no ramp up. So I think the way to smartly do it is you ramp it up from July 1st. You kind of slowly ramp up, or you can just kind of work out together, start to get in shape, whatever you got to do, and ramp it up all the way to like actual training camp starting the end of July. And then now here we go. Let's get ready for the season. Here we go.
Here's a couple of pushbacks, Adam. And again, I'm not saying this in terms of this is what I agree with. This is just what I hear. Okay. One pushback is you're a vet. You're fine with downtime. You can handle your business downtime. There are some other players that don't handle their downtime as well as somebody like yourself and need some form of a structure, not like go work out by yourself between February and July 1st, and that they're going to show up in the same manner that you are a longtime professional would show up. And so there is some structure that is needed. What would you say to that?
I'd say that's pretty simple. Today's day and age, today's NFL, it's so competitive. There, if you are not getting to the grindstone right away after the season's done, figuring out a plan to become a better player, you're going to get cut. And there's plenty of guys out there that can do your job and can do it at a high level if they take care of themselves and are training hard and taking care of their bodies, their minds. There's so many guys now that do the extra stuff, that have a nutritionist, that have their own guy that's helping train them, that has a body guy that's helping them kind of get back to 100% from the season before and then actually get better. So I think it's just the NFL has gotten so competitive that you can't not work out. Even right now, right? Like when guys come back to OTAs and they're out of shape and they haven't done anything, they're getting cut. Like there was a few guys that aren't on the Panthers anymore that came back, they were out of shape. You could tell they haven't done anything and they're not there anymore. Like that's just the reality. So I just don't see that an issue. And if it is an issue, like we'll find someone else.
And now the other pushback would be that play is choppy enough in September because the general sense is there's one fewer preseason game. And if we're going to be taking practices in April and May away, or at least May and June away, that, you know, with the rules and being able to put in pads and things of that nature, that practice time will be lost. And that will wind up in the pudding when it's time to play for real. What do you say about that, Adam?
I think that's the beauty of progressing right into training camp. You know, you're not taking the month off. You're not taking a break of 5-6 weeks where guys go to Mexico and go do things, whatever. And then you have to come back and play football like instantly. So I think that's easily figured out by the way that you're just progressing right into training camp. You're not losing any practices because you're just doing it. Instead of doing it in April and May, you're doing it in July. And you can get just as much done in that time and progress right into training camp, be at full speed right when you start training camp. So I just think it's a great way to get in line with all the other pro sports. You know, I don't think any other, I know there's no other pro sports organization that has off-season workouts. No, they just go to training camp and they get ready and they go. And just like, you know, I being here at ETS over the years, I've trained with baseball guys, we've had hockey, NHL guys, where they, you see what they do in the offseason. They come in here, they work out, then they go do their ice time or they go do their baseball stuff. And then they're getting ready for training camp. They go to training camp and they go right into the season. I just think that that's a smart way to do it. I think you avoid hamstring issues, soft tissue issues by training and a progression, everyone together in the same system from July 1st all the way to that first game.
So last one for you. By the way, I didn't expect to go this deep on the subject matter with you, Adam, but you clearly have an opinion and you're there in your gym. So you're in this portion of the workout calendar for yourself. Are you talking to your fellow players? Are you in the majority? Is your opinion a majority of the players about reconfiguring the offseason?
That's a great question. I don't really know. I haven't really talked to too many people. Honestly, it's probably the most I've talked about it.
How about
honest.
It? Okay.
So I don't really know. But again, I just think like logically, I think it makes sense. I've talked to a few people that are on the other side of it, whether it be coaches or. You know, people in the building that maybe like at first were like, no, that's my month. Like, that's how it's always been. Like, that's when they get time off. But my argument to that is like, well, why not just take the month of June off for them? You know, like your draft's over. You've already got your young, maybe it's year zero draft picks, whatever, to year three guys that have been in there for a quick 2-week mini camp or something. You've had some time with them. Now you coaches, staff, everyone who normally gets that break in July, just take it in June. And then we start the ground running in July.
Adam Thielen here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh off your third career 1,000-yard season, first in Carolina, obviously for yourself. How is Bryce Young looking right now after his season, Adam?
It's been an awesome offseason. And not only him, just a lot of the young guys, a lot of the staff. It's just been a great offseason to just see some of these guys who haven't been in the league very long, just the way that they've come in with confidence. You can tell Bryce's demeanor in the building. He's just more comfortable, right? Like, and you don't realize it when you start getting to be a veteran guy just because you forget about those times. But I look back at it now, like after being around Bryce the first 2 weeks of OTAs, I kind of started to think, man, I'm like, I look back to last year, those first 2 weeks of OTAs, he wasn't even there yet. he was still not even on a team yet. He was not, the draft hasn't gone on yet. So I'm thinking back to that, like, now he's there. Now we're getting routes on air. We're around each other. We're in the locker room together. We're BSing, talking about how great the Timberwolves are, because I'm a Timberwolves fan. So, you know, you have that time together that we didn't have last year. And so you kind of started thinking, be like, man, like, that's tough as a rookie quarterback. Come in, you're already behind the eight ball, learning the playbook, learning your players. And then it's like, again, like, take that month off, you get away from each other, maybe we get together quickly for a day or two. And then it's like the ground's running, boom, like training camp, like, we got to figure out who the starter is. Like, okay, now he's the starter. Now we got to figure out the games, the preseason games and all that. So it was a whirlwind in a lot of ways. And that's not even talking about the system and the coaching and the adversity and all that. So it's been a really cool offseason to see how he's just come back with, okay, like, I got urgency, I got confidence, I have comfortability in the system, in the facility, in the locker room, and what that does for a player. So, and that's not even talking about the new staff and just what they can do for a guy like that, what they can do for a lot of us as players, just their confidence and their kind of demeanor. So I'm excited about, you know, what that looks like going into training camp. Again, like I said last year, and I'll never not talk about this, things are always great this time of year, right? Like, there's no wins, no losses. There's no adversity. It's all good right now. Every single team thinks that they can go to the playoffs and have a chance to win the Super Bowl. So we'll see how it goes when the bullets start flying, but we're in a good place.
So how is Dave Canales changing things? How much of a difference maker is he, if you can give me an example?
Yeah, you know, I think one of his strengths is just his confidence and his intentionality. He's very intentional with everything he does. Everything has a purpose, a plan, a reason, and he's going to explain the why. He's not going to just say, hey, do this and do it well. He's going to say, this is why we need to do this, and this is why we need to do it well, because this is what it looks like when you do that. So that intentionality, that confidence, and then that demeanor. You know, like, I had heard a lot about him from afar, played against him when he was in Seattle and Tampa Bay, obviously, last year. But I think what really has stuck out to me is, yeah, everyone talked about how much energy and passion he had. And yes, he does have that. But I think it's like the cool and calmness that he has with having that passion that is very unique. You know, for a guy like me, like, I'm just all passion. Like, I don't have like the calm and cool and collected. Like, but he has a unique ability to kind of ride that line of like not too intense, but not too calm. So it's been cool to be around him.
And I'm sure Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield will can attest about what it's like to be plugged into him and vice versa. And look, man, I mean, coaching change in the middle of your first season, you're the first overall pick in a draft, and you're coming from Alabama, and CJ Stroud's doing what he's doing in Houston. I mean, that's something that can really break a player like Bryce Young but break a player. And now here comes Bryce Young in year two. This is kind of a crucial quarterback coach relationship, Adam, to be straight up, you know?
Yeah, I think that's why they hired him. I don't think they beat around the bush with that. It's like, hey, this is what Coach Canales is, his strengths are. And this is, you know, what has kind of transpired so far. And he's our guy, Bryce, you know, his first overall draft pick. He's our guy. We've invested a lot in him. Guys, you know, love Bryce and who he is as a person and who he can be as a player. And so I think, yeah, that was the reason for the hire. And again, there was a why behind that, which is great. I think that goes to, you know, the GM and the owner. And I think that is kind of their mindset as well. Like, hey, there's some intentionality of who we hired. We didn't just necessarily go and just say, oh, this guy is the best coach to hire. No, there's intentionality. Like, who do we have as a team? Who do we have as a quarterback? Who have we invested in? And let's hire the perfect or the best fit for that. And so it's cool to see intentionality, right? The longer you're around, the more experience you have, you realize how important intentionality is. And you can see that throughout the organization.
Yeah. Last one for you. Speaking about being around a long time, you have. So what was your first impression of Xavier Leggett when he walked in the wide receiver room for the first time?
I just love his personality. He's just a fun guy to be around. Most people can't really understand what he's saying because he's real country, which I think is hilarious. Our receiver coach still can't figure out what he's saying, so I kind of have to semi-translate for him, which is fun. But no, he's just a good person to be around, a good kid. And then you add, like, I think I saw a little snippet of the Panthers did like a little documentary deal that they do every summer, and a little snippet of how Coach Canales kind of talks about him and his ability to have that size and length, and then pair that with speed and movement and the way that he attacks the football. You just don't find those guys everywhere. There's not a guy like that in every draft. There's not a guy like that on every team. So I think the sky's the limit for him. And I'm excited to be around him. And I think a great thing about him as well is he's kind of a sponge in the fact that he does want to learn. He's not a guy that is just coming in thinking that he knows everything because he's a top draft pick and had success his last year in college. He's a guy who just is a sponge and wants to learn, wants to grow as a player, wants to grow as a person. And I really enjoy that part of the game.
Yeah, man. I watched him run the gauntlet at the combine on the air live. He looked like it was like Game of Thrones. Like, he did it in like 8-10 strides. He was unreal. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. And now he's a weapon for you and your quarterback and your team. And I look forward to watching it all, Adam. So thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, let me know if you're in Los Angeles at any point in time. We'll chop it up here. Thanks again.
Yeah, we'd love to. Thank you.
You got it. That's Adam Thielen joining us again from his ETS gym in Minnesota, getting ready for training camp right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. Mighty Ducks might have been the first movie he ever saw.
So it might have been Mighty Ducks 3. That came out in 96. If he's born in 90.
So it's a six-year-old?
Six-year-old going to the movies for a fun kids movie, hockey. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. That was fun stuff right there. Hey, man, listen, nobody's talking about it. You know who's talking about Bryce Young right now, having a bounce-back season and doing something significant in 2024? Nobody. Zero. Yeah. Point zero. Full Blue Tarski. That's what's going down. And we'll see. We'll see what they can do. Nobody's talking about him. I'm seeing him in Munich.
No, nobody's talking.
I'll be seeing him in Munich against the Giants.
Thielen had a good year last year.
Good times.
Thielen had a very good year on the low last year.
Yeah.
No one really
PPR
realizes.
League, Thielen kind of cleaned up for you.
Yeah.
Dude, everyone's talking about a dumpster fire it was last year. He had a 1,000-yard season.
Yeah.
So Bryce Young had to throw it. He couldn't throw it to somebody. That's right. He couldn't catch and throw at the same time, right? I didn't mean to go Giselle on you there. But
100 catches, 103 grabs. Really
game
good.
Time tickets. Get that app and put it on your phone right now and start buying baseball tickets right now. And I love using the Game Time app to buy baseball tickets because you could see the view from the seat, which is crucial. Then you can also see the all-in prices, which is crucial. And then if you want to wait, you want to hold on and see how prices maybe drop as it gets closer to game time. The prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch. I'm checking out some games this weekend right now on the Game Time app. And then, you know, when you don't buy it, they'll send you an email saying, hey, you want to go back on the app and check it out again?
Hey, we saw you were peeking.
Uh-oh, they're on the case.
They won't let you forget.
Guesswork is totally removed when you buy baseball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem your code RICH from us, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Guys, before we go to break, Rich,
yes,
Chris,
sir.
I don't know that we've had any Panthers fans do the win-loss game, so if you're out there, give a call.
Hold on a second.
Hold on a minute.
You went Omaha on us here. Hold on a second. I do not have
where
a Carolina.
Are my callers?
I don't have one either. I don't have one either.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We've
you
got
must
some
be
time.
Out there.
We got some time this hour to do some of that.
Maybe Steph Curry can call.
But we come back. You know what we're going to do? A power ranking of my top.
Oh, baby.
80s comedies. 80s movie comedies in honor of Judge Reinhold coming in to talk about the new Beverly Hills Cop.
This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kevin Hart, why didn't security let you onto the Philadelphia Eagles podium after they won the Super Bowl?
Listen, Rich. First of all, they're haters, Rich. That's the thing. They're haters, and they couldn't see me. If they would have saw me, then they would have known who I was, and I would have been right up there with the Philadelphia Eagles bringing in the good times and year because, you know, it was celebration time. And I say, the next time, I need you all to know who I am because I'm the biggest star on the freaking planet. Like, it's me and a rock. That's it. It's me and a rock, Rich. That's it. It's nobody else.
Incredible.
I'm about to sell out the solar system. Bam. That's what I'm going to do. And the rock says, I'm just playing good.
No, go ahead. You do a rock?
The rock says, jabroni, you see, Rich, Rich Eisen, the rock, the Brahma bull, sitting here, you're talking about Kevin Hart. Why did he get escorted away from the Philadelphia Eagles? That's because he was drunk, Rich. He was drunk, Rich. The Rock doesn't drink. The Rock, you know what The Rock does? The Rock has a juice. The Rock has a cleanse because every day at 2 p.m., I said 2 p.m., The Rock drops a deuce. That's what he does.
I got another good one for you. I'd like to ask Jason Statham, what do you think about the NFL's new targeting rules to make the game safer?
Let's see here. In the game of football, you have to be really, really rough. And if you're rough, that's when you get a good show. Now, if you're not rough, then it's going to be a little punsy. So I think they shouldn't do it because I don't like punsies. I hate pansies. You know pansies, people I beat up in my films. I beat them up all the time. And you know what I do after I'm finished with them? I sit on top of their bodies and I have sex with me girl.
Again, that took a turn.
Jay Farrow making a return trip next week in studio back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, TJ, you asked for it. You got one.
Yes, indeed.
Michael in Albuquerque, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. You there, Michael?
Albuquerque.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Long-time fan, first-time caller.
I think this is a couple things. First of all, the home of Jesse Pinkman and Walter White.
Correct.
Also, the place where Bugs Bunny would famously take a wrong turn. Albuquerque.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Kind of out of place for a Panthers fan, but...
And you're they're a Panther fan wanting to play the win-loss game. Is that right?
Why not? I've looked at
TJ.
You know, our upcoming season, but I haven't exactly put.
That's the beauty of the win-loss game. That's the beauty of the win-loss game. You get lost in the win-loss game. You ready? Can I get some music here? This is Michael in Albuquerque, the first and to date only individual to give us the win-loss for the Carolina Panthers, who open up at
We're
the New Orleans.
Much love, Rich. I figured I'd give you guys a call and give us some hope.
Okay, at the Saints to start the season.
Hey, we're going to run this out. We got to start sometime, so let's get that with a win.
Very nice. Home for the Chargers.
Chargers, I'd say that's the L.
Okay. At the Raiders.
Raiders, let's go, Job.
2-1 home against the Bengals.
Bengals, no, not quite there yet.
Lost. 2-2 at the Bears.
Bears, yeah, the Bears screwed us over with our draft pick. Let's get a win.
All right. So far, so you're aware, Michael. We're 3-0 on the road, 0-2 at home. into your home date with the Falcons, 3-2 overall. What do you have?
I think that's a win. We've never had a good record at home, but that's all right.
All right. 4-2 at the Commanders.
Oh, come on. That's a win.
5-2 at the Broncos.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on Super Bowl 50. Let's get it up there.
All right. That's a 4-game win streak. 6-2 home for the Saints.
Hey, high on hope. I'm on the offseason. Like Adam Stevens said, it's a good time to have some hope. We'll see what we
7-2. 7-2 going into Germany to take on the Giants.
Come on, I was born in Germany, Rich. Let's get that up there.
8-2 off the bye. Home for the Chiefs.
Chiefs, no.
All right.
No.
8-3 home for the Bucks.
Bucks, we're gonna sweep this out, like I said. Let's get that going.
9-3 at the Eagles.
Eagles lost.
9-4 home for the Cowboys.
Lost.
Oh, 9-5 home for
Bills
the Cardinals.
Are coming off.
Come on, I'm not that disillusioned. Give me a break.
10-4. What? You're not that disillusioned. You've got them 10-4 at the Bucks.
Hey.
What do you got?
Let's go out there.
All right, 10-5 at the Falcons.
Like I said, sweep the South. That's a tough.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 6.
Yeah.
Michael in New Mexico.
Yo, I liked our offseason pickups. Let's go, Panthers. Keep pounding.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yo, I'll buy that dude a steak if they go 11 and 6.
Let me tell you.
You say it after he hangs up.
Did he go to Los Pollos Hermanos for lunch?
Was he on the blue stuff?
Did they ship TJ? The Panthers are 11-6.
Man.
Well done, TJ. You smoked them out in Albuquerque.
Literally, I think that's what was going down
nicely
in Albuquerque.
Done.
We'll take Evan and Portland steak, and I'll just give it to Mike in Albuquerque if they go 11-6.
All right, guys. Let's get really serious here. Let's get really serious here. We've got Judge Reinhold in studio.
I think we're about to be seriously upset.
No.
Oh, I know.
We got Judge Reinhold in studio in hour number three. Mm-hmm. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., going to be on Netflix first week of July, July 3rd. You can see it right here on the Roku portal. And in honor of him being here, because Beverly Hills Cop is not the only 80s comedy that starred this man, I've got a power rankings of my top 10 80s movie comedies, and you will be very upset about this.
I'm already mad.
This is my
power rankings. It's very odd for me to start a power rankings
before we get
this way.
We already know what number one is.
Right. We're very odd for me to start a power rankings this way of my top 80s movie comedies. I will die on this hill.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to die on this hill.
Please don't. Well,
it is my favorite comedy of all time, 1988.
Oh, I thought this was going to be number one.
No, I'm not going to do that. Bounty hunter Jack Walsh sent to go find the rogue accountant Jonathan the Duke, Mark Dukas, who has ripped off the famed Jimmy Serrano, the Chicago mobster, of his money. And there's a midnight run, for Christ's sakes, going down. And Alonzo Mosley, FBI, is trying to track everybody down. Joey Pants, come on.
Great cast.
Midnight Run.
It's a great movie.
My favorite comedy of all time. It is also a beautiful movie. John Ashton plays Dorfler, who is another bounty hunter on the case trying to get the Duke. And John Ashton, you will hear his name again in this list. That's number 10 on my list of power rankings.
But it's your list. Why isn't
movies.
This number one?
Can I just get some music in the background? Yeah. Just give me whatever you can right here. Don't go NFL films. Give me the basketball music here. Number nine on this list, I got to put Michael Keaton in here. I have to put him in here. And I'm going with 1983's Mr. Mom is on this list. A fired husband takes over taking care of his three kids while his wife becomes the wage earner in the house. Michael Keaton, the beautiful and funny and talented Terry Garr, plays the mom. Martin Mull plays her boss. It is laugh out loud funny how he goes down the wormhole of watching soaps and being in the mom's groups. And he is brilliant in this movie, written by John Hughes, who became, as you know, one of the most famous 80s movie comedy directors. That's number 9 on this list. Number 8 on this list, this is where rubber really meets the road. I was going to put Airplane on this list, but if I'm going to put anything starring Leslie Nielsen on this list, I'm going with The Naked Gun in 1988. Lieutenant Frank Drebin is saving Queen Elizabeth from assassination at the hands of Reggie Jackson, all set up by the rogue businessman Victor Ludwig, played by Ricardo Montalban. Give me a break. Okay? This is Leslie Nielsen. It is absolute finest, and I understand all the, you know, jokes from Airplane and what Airplane is. Airplane is not on this list. I put The Naked Gun on this list because Enrico Palazzo is a tour de friggin' force, and all of the jokes in this movie are just as funny as Airplane, if not even funnier. The Naked Gun is on this list of 80s comedies on my power rankings list. Number 7 on this list, you're going to hear a lot of the same names. There's a lot of through lines here. Yeah. This is the first appearance of one great name in the history of 80s comedy movies. Rodney Dangerfield is Thornton Mellon going back to school.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
as a rich businessman who enrolls in college to Grand Lakes University to help out his son who's struggling in school. And Grand Lakes University has a dean named Martin and a professor, Turgerson, who's played by Sam Kinison, screaming his head off. It's also got a diving coach Turnbull, played by the great M. Emmett Walsh, looking for some help. And Thornton Mellon comes and he starts performing well in school. Call me when you have no class. One of the greatest lines ever. Also on top of it, he pulls off the triple Lindy at the end. One of the greatest cameos, Kurt Vonnegut shows up because Thornton Mellon hires him to help write a paper on Kurt Vonnegut.
I'm canceling his check.
And his son's roommate is played by Robert Downey Jr. Got to see this movie.
Great movie.
Number 6 on this list is the first appearance of one Chevy Chase as he plays the private detective or writer who turns into private detective Fletch.
Good one.
On the case of a drug trade on the beaches of Los Angeles, California. He dreams of playing for the Los Angeles Lakers. It was when a first indication that this movie was going to go completely off the rails. Chick Hearn's voice is in it. Every single time I try to pull off a scam on somebody, I use the phrase that I'm putting it on the Underhills tab.
Put it on
the Underhills. But it's all about ball bearings these days.
It's all about ball bearings.
Moon River, when the doc, he's asked the doc if he's using his whole fist. The doc, by the way, played by M. Emmett Walsh.
Yep.
I'm telling you this through lines as well. Dr. Rosen, you know what? The corrupt chief of police, Joe Don Baker, who played the Whammer later on in The Natural. Come on.
Yeah.
This movie's got everything.
Fletch is awesome.
Fletch is brilliant.
George Wendt is like a homeless guy.
George Wendt. Okay? Norm from friggin' Cheers was in this. Now let's get to the top 5 here. And I'm going to put on this list a ton of Eddie Murphy right here. Okay? And I'm telling you, though, it is not Coming to America. I do not think Coming to America even cracks the top 3 Eddie Murphy comedies of the 80s.
Ooh.
Okay, I left 48 DJ hours off this list. It's not a hot take, because you could even put Eddie Murphy Raw on this list.
I mean, Eddie got hits, man.
Okay, but so I would put 48 Hours 3, and I would put at 2 Beverly Hills Cop, the original Beverly Hills Cop. Right here, Axel F., the Detroit cop, fish out of water in Beverly Hills, trying to take down the evil Victor Maitland. He wrecked the Harrow Club, as we all know. He put the banana in the tailpipe. Bronson Pinchot steal the scene.
My name is Serge.
Okay, Serge. We're, you know, trying to help out.
Yes. Aquell?
Okay.
Aquell.
All of it.
Aquell. I make a little espresso.
And John Ashton, who played Dorfler, as we all know, is in this movie, as well as Taggart. Dorfler from Midnight Run is in this movie. John Ashton, Ronnie Cox, as funny as it gets.
I got thrown out of a plate glass window.
Okay, as funny as it gets.
It's not sexy.
Number 4 on this list is another Judge Reinhold movie, the coming-of-age story, unlike any other coming-of-age stories. Fast Times at Ridgemont High is in this movie, in this list from 1982. It had absolutely everything. Sean Penn, who I'd never heard of, this is his coming out role, one of the greatest thespians of movie generations, comes out of the box, is a lovable stoner, Jeff Spicoli, who orders a pizza in class and tells Mr. Hand that it's not ordering the pizza on his time. If it's his, if you're here and I'm here, isn't it our time,
Mr. Hand?
Which is exactly what you always wanted to tell a teacher. And then, of course,
and there's nothing wrong with enjoying a delicious treat on our time.
I'm not gonna lie here. Okay. I will always shoot you straight. You want to talk about coming of age? For me personally, it was seeing Phoebe Cates for the first time in a red bikini.
You and everybody else.
All right. End of story.
Period.
I love Kevin Klein, but I just disrespected him. That's his wife and the mother of his children.
No disrespect.
Jennifer Jason Leigh in this film as well. My God. Number three on this list. Now we're getting to the nitty and the gritty here. The Blues Brothers.
Okay.
The Blues Brothers from 1981. Okay. Jake and Elwood Blues going on a mission for the Penguin, who they refer to. The Penguin was the nun that ran the orphanage that they grew up in and was in danger of being shut down. They had to pay $5,000 in back taxes, and they raised the money by putting the band back together on a mission from God, as they would say. And they were trying to, while putting the band back together, avoid the long arm of the law in the form of John Candy or beer bottle throwing Illinois Nazis or whatever and rednecks to get to the Cook County Assessor's Office in time to pay off the debt. It is a thing of beauty. By the way, the Cook County Assessor is played by Steven Spielberg. You want to talk about make the argument, the greatest soundtrack in movie history. Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Cab Calloway, they're all in the movie as well.
True that.
And John Candy ordering three orange whips may be the funniest thing I've ever seen. And this is, it was also showing you, and you'll hear this again, that Saturday Night Live characters could become film characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And successful ones at that. Number two on this list is the, by the way, that was directed by John Landis. Here's another John Landis movie and another Eddie Murphy movie. The best Eddie Murphy comedy ever. Is Trading Places, and it's number two on this list. Randolph and Mortimer Duke, two callous gajillionaires who mess with their lead broker by having him switch existences with a mere street con artist named Billy Valentine to see if a person is made by nature or nurture.
Billy Ray, is that you?
And they bet a single dollar over it, and the reaction of Lewis Winthorpe III and Billy Ray Valentine of switching places and trading places with each other is laugh out loud hilarious. Jamie Lee Curtis also was one of those moments for me.
Hello.
As a youngster playing Ophelia.
That comes out of nowhere.
Clarence Beeks and the Crop Report and stealing it, setting everything up for the frozen concentrated orange juice market scene at the very end is one of the greatest end of comedy movie scenes. The train ride, the cameos, the beef jerky, all of that stuff.
Al Franken.
Al Franken.
Merry New Year.
Jim Belushi. Okay. All of it. Number one, the greatest 80s comedy of all time from 1980 is Caddyshack.
Oh, baby.
I'm sorry to all y'all out there that may see it and think it doesn't stand up to the test of time.
Great answer.
It is 1,000% the greatest 80s movie comedy because it set the stage for everything else after it and stars the most underrated comedic genius potentially of all time in Ted Knight, playing Judge Smales, the highfalutin member of Bushwood Country Club,
from
the exploits of the Bushwood Country Club, from the caddy shack to the clubhouse to the groundskeeper shed, all of it. Ted Knight versus Rodney Dangerfield, Chevy Chase, Bill Murray for crying out loud.
Cinderella story here to Augusta.
Lacey underalls. Hey, and then of course, the poem to Chris in the ship, that it's easy to grin when your ship comes in. Every single thing, even to Spalding, the snot-nosed grandson.
Do it nothing unlike it.
Of Judge Smith.
I want a cheeseburger. No.
Number one. Of all time, the most quotable potential movie.
I'm good, you know, Rich.
That's my top power rankings of 1980s comedies.
I'm not even mad at you.
You're not.
I'm not. You hit a lot of my favorites in here. So I mean, there's a few that we differ on, but
yeah,
that's to be expected.
But that's fine.
I went Naked Gun over Airplane.
No Major League.
No, I didn't do any of those sports movies. I could have put Bull Durham in here for sure. What are you taking off?
Well, Bull Durham.
What are you taking off?
Not exactly a comedy. Major League, definitely a comedy.
But I mean, what are you taking out?
Weird Science. We could.
I know. Midnight Run. People take that out. It is a beautiful movie. Midnight Run.
You love that movie.
And
it's your list.
Movie.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
And the acting in it. The
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We could have Ferris Bueller on.
Well,
there.
I do have a John Hughes movie. He just wrote it. Mr. Mom.
I would have had like Vacation in there from 83.
Well, I put Fletch and Caddyshack. There's Chevy Chase in it. There's Rodney in it twice.
I had Bachelor.
Like personally, me growing
Bachelor
up.
Party in mine.
Adventures of Babysitting.
Okay.
No, I know really that hilarious. I left off Stripes, but I put Bill Murray in for Caddyshack. I've got Eddie Murphy in twice. Fast Times has got to be in there.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Beautiful.
Back to the Future comedy?
Yeah. I think so.
Kind of. It is, but it's not like laugh out loud. You know what I mean? Like these are wild animal comedies. That's my power rankings list. We take a break. We come back and we update a story we ran down from yesterday, including that Met cap that you see on the screen right there. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you could find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
All right, back here. I haven't seen this yet, which is not, you know, the greatest promotion yet, but, you know, I've been traveling quite a bit. I can't wait to see it, but I lived it. The pick is in. The Roku original documentary on the draft in Detroit. You've seen this, right?
I watched it, yeah.
You like it?
It was awesome. And
love it.
I mean, you didn't know, because you haven't watched it yet. You were a huge part in this, man.
Well, I appreciate it. That's pretty cool.
So much you in this, to be honest with you.
Well, which means it's got to be great. Here's a clip. I'm told it's night two prior to the Michigan players being picked.
Okay.
It is time for night two and rounds two and three here in Detroit, Michigan.
We might see 5 or 6 Michigan guys in this next round.
Well, let me just tell you something as well.
Look at him.
You triggered him again.
So there he goes. Look at that grin.
Look at that.
That's incredible.
And right to a one shot.
Apparently, before the Bills go on the clock, the University of Michigan Wolverine national champion football team might show up on the stage.
Oh, there you go.
Have a moment in front of this very partisan crowd. Okay.
Joe Klatt, they might. You don't know.
You know, they went back and forth between being sick and tired of me talking about it, but then being happy for me. Sort of like you guys.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. So I told him at one point, like, I know how this feels. You know, because my guys go back and forth between being happy for me and being sick and tired of hearing it from me.
And like, let's move on.
Well, let's be honest. Chris, when it comes to Michigan, is not happy for you. I'm okay with it.
He is, actually.
I don't think he is.
I mean, anytime someone can enjoy winning a championship, it's a really cool moment, and you should enjoy it. TJ, I hope you again feel that.
Oh, boy. TJ's feeling left out in the cold.
Not really. I went to WrestleMania.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Ready, set, griddle this grilling season, folks. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-season, ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. It heats evenly, edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weberworks prep, cook, and store system is really cool. It keeps cooking supplies handy so you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. Updating a story we broke yesterday.
Breaking.
And by breaking, we just, you know, we're talking about what everybody else is talking about and taking credit for it.
Yeah.
The Mets. A total mess all season long. Looked like the season was essentially lost.
It felt that way.
To never return.
0-5 to start the season? Ugh.
And then some genius in their marketing department or their ad department or whatever. I don't know who it is. Their business sense was spot on. They're like, you know who we need to bring out here to break up the monotony and maybe get a bit of momentum? Grimace. Let's put him on the mound. Let's give him a big-ass glove and let him throw out a first pitch with how many fingers he has. We have no idea.
The glove's on the wrong hand.
All right? And so let's get him out there. The Mets were 6-0 going into last night's game against the Texas Rangers, who put up a 5-spot right in the middle of the game. They take a 6-2 lead right in the middle of the game. And then the Mets scored in every inning, the sixth inning on, including a 2-piece to tie the game in the 8th. And then Pete Alonso.
Polar bear.
Game-winning double in the 9th.
That's my guy.
And then Eddie Trumpets comes out. Even he's turning around.
Yeah.
Mets have won 7 in a row.
Hey.
7 in a row.
Let's go.
Since Grimace threw out a first pitch.
Grimace.
And look at him now. They have as many losses as last year's NL champion Diamondbacks. They're tied in a loss column with the team that's sitting at closest to them in the wild card. They're only a half game behind the Cardinals after that.
Look at that. All because you were trashing us a couple of weeks. Right.
I wasn't trashing you. I was telling the truth. I was spitting facts. This thing was over. And then McDonald's is now even taking notice.
This is
their Twitter profile.
No way.
It says Mets go Lets.
Mets go Lets.
No, stop it.
They put a Met hat on. Is this real? With 4.7 million followers, or we did this?
No, I'm on it right now. It's very real.
It's real. Yeah,
their last tweet is from last night, and it's a picture of a Grimace autographed baseball.
I mean, this is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, let's go. Hamburglar bobblehead night, doll. Let's go. Let's go.
Wow.
Huh? McNuggets for everybody. This is amazing.
Well, I'm looking at the Mets Twitter right now, and they don't have Grimace as the picture, but they have the Grimace effect in the bio.
Okay.
I'd like a McFlurry, but only if the ice cream machine's working.
8 wins. Can they get 8 wins in a row out of Grimace?
8 wins, Rich. Let me tell you what's about to happen now that the Grimace effect is in full effect.
What has happened?
Uh-oh.
We ain't losing the rest of the year now that we got the purple guy. 125-37. We're coming back. It's going to be a record. Meet the Mets. Greet the Mets. We're back in this. Beep. We're back in it.
Here we go.
Because of this little purple dude. Wow. Let's go.
Wow.
Hour 3 coming up.
Wow.
We're fired up.
Can we play the Mets song? I don't know if we can.
Grimace is the color of Roku.
Can't really.
As well.
That's true.
We know about the purple effect.
It's all happening, as Penny Lane said in Almost Famous.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
What is happening?
It's all ball bearings.
The Mets are going to get back to 500?
Oh, baby, over 500.
This is amazing. They're coming back from 4-run deficits.
And I got to be thankful for this.
They couldn't even tie their own shoelaces in May.
What I predicted a few weeks ago, Rich, probably would have come to fruition. Your boy Rizzo is out 4-6 with a broken wrist.
Yeah.
My whole fear was Alonso was going to be changing Burrows, which if we weren't on the 7-game run, who knows?
No, that wouldn't happen.
I don't think so, no.
Yankees had this kid, Ben Rice, that they called up, and he got his first major league hit. It was actually really awesome. He was smiling on the way to first.
Look, he's not the polar bear,
We got to save our money to make sure you don't take Soto.
Well, you know where
And
he's
by
going.
The way,
Soto
you know,
loves McDonald's.
There was like 2 hours in my life last night where I thought Aaron Judge had broken his
right. Oh, right?
Did yeah. not look good.
That was, oof.
Honestly.
I thought about you when I saw
Oh, my God. When that happened last night?
Did not look good.
It affected my mood, and I thought to myself, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me?
You're a fanatic.
I almost went full Lock and Four.
Never go full Lock and
Four. I started drinking.
The red. It was red,
I
course,
was.
Right?
Oh, yeah, man. I was starting drinking red wine. Susie comes home from dinner, and she's like, who drank all the wine? I'm like, Aaron Judge
You're
might
like,
be hurt.
Judge almost broke his hand.
Like LeBron came
That's
over.
That's what's happening. Rashawn Gary's coming up, speaking of Michigan players. And Judge Reinhold is in studio to talk Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F.
Hey guys, welcome to the Candy Valentino Show. I'm Candy Valentino. I was a founder before I could legally order a drink. And for more than 2.5 decades, I've built, scaled, acquired, and exited multiple businesses in diverse industries. Now my goal is to help you by sharing the knowledge that I've learned, the mistakes that I've made, and the wisdom that I've developed over my journey. Bi-weekly episodes every Monday and Thursday.
The Candy Valentino Show, wherever you listen.